under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 edition. Political strategies. I'm so sick and tired of these games, but MERS News Service late yesterday afternoon came out with this story. A second Republican candidate has filed a campaign committee to run in the first congressional district Republican primary against incumbent U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman, Republican of Watersmeet. It's a candidate with whom the retired lieutenant general, incumbent congressman, is familiar with. Matthew Den Otter recently filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission to run out of a Boyne City residence after having an Oakland County address for the past 4 years. At that time, Den Otter was running in the 11th Congressional District down in Oakland County. Congressman Jack Bergman held a fundraiser for him at an Italian restaurant. Den Otter hasn't said why he'd be running against Bergman, but it does now make the race a three-way primary with Justin Michael, who has been running a surprisingly effective primary campaign against the incumbent Bergman. Den Otter is a molecular diagnostic specialist with MDX Health. He previously has worked in sales for Johnson & Johnson, Bristol-Myers, Squibb, Allergan, and AstraZeneca. Basically, the guy is a drug pusher. Nothing else you can call it. Pharmaceutical sales. Very, very, very high-paying job. Well, the married father of a daughter has volunteered at Our Lady of the Fields camp. He's a graduate of Calvin University with a degree in criminal justice. Back in 2022, when he ran in the primary election for the 11th Congressional District, where Congressman Bergman actually held a fundraiser for him, he only got 27% of the vote in a head-to-head race, despite putting nearly $150,000 of his own money into the campaign. I'm going to call it exactly the way I see it. This is Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, Tony Liss, and his communication director, James Hogue, going out and recruiting a friendly Republican to file, according using a Boyne City residence, to run in this primary to basically split the vote between Justin Michael and this fake primary candidate, thereby making it more likely that the incumbent, Jack Bergman, will get reelected. Don't fall for it, folks. This guy is an imposter. He's a fake politician. And this is a BS campaign that has been filed to run against Justin Michael. Pure and simple. This has got Tony Liss and James Hogue written all over it. Congressman Jack Bergman's staff members that are getting paid by us, the U.S. taxpayers. Don't fall for it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Tuesday, February 24th. During the break, I just did a Google search, And then out of that Google search, I took the information and ran it through AI on my phone. Guess what I have? I have the event flyer that Tony Liss, Congressman Jack Bergman's chief of staff, James Hogue, Congressman Bergman's communication director, and Amelia Burns, staffer for Congressman Jack Bergman, a flyer that they put together for March 21st, 2022, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the La Strada Italian Kitchen and Bar, located at 243 East Merrill Street in Birmingham, Michigan. Folks, this is an exclusive high-end Italian restaurant. $250 per person, $400 per couple, $1,000 per couple to be a gold supporter, $5,000 per couple to be a platinum event chair. Kindly RSVP to Amelia Burns. Again, she works for Congressman Jack Bergman. You can email her at Amelia@rightwaytowin.com. Rightwaytowin.com is their website for the political strategy consulting firm of Tony Liss, Bergman's chief of staff, and James Hogue, his communication director, who also have Amelia Burns working for them. Her phone number, 318-613-3758. At the top, Matthew Den Otter for U.S. Congress. Please join our event chairs for a reception benefiting the campaign of Matthew Den Otter, Republican candidate for U.S. Congress, Michigan's 11th Congressional District, featuring special guests U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman from the 1st Congressional District, Lieutenant General, United States Marine Corps retired, and Senator Jim Runstedt, State Senator for Michigan's 15th State Senate District, who is now the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. This is a fake campaign where they're going to spend a lot of money promoting this guy who I don't even believe lives in the first district. For the past 4 years, he's lived in Oakland County. He ran for Congress down in the Birmingham area. But now all of a sudden, he's bought a home or rented a house in Boyne City. So it doesn't look like he's a carpetbagger. This stinks. This is unbelievable that Congressman Bergman and his staff would feel so threatened by Justin Michael that they are going to put up a fake third candidate to split the vote in the August 4th primary. This is, I connected the dots. As soon as I saw this story, I knew exactly what this was. And I got the flyer now to prove it. If you want me to send you this flyer, which I found during the break, just text me first. Number one, ST. Text me number one, ST first, and I'll send you this event flyer from, what, 4 years ago? This was March 21st of 2022. Unbelievable that they would slink down to such a scumbag tactic to try to make sure that Congressman Jack Bergman gets reelected. To protect their jobs? Absolutely. But now they have another political campaign to be consultants for, which I'm sure they're charging. Unbelievable. How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet we end up seeing this rightwaytowin.com being the event coordinator of any events this fake carpetbagger puts on in our district? This stinks to the high heavens, folks. Seen this, played this game before. Gary in Wolverine says, send it to Bergman. Yeah, right. I have Jack's right pocket cell phone. I could do that, but man, that would totally, oh my God, this is unbelievable. Send it to Bergman. Good idea. Oh, that is too funny, Gary. Made my day. All right. Well, not surprising, but at the same time, fully disgusted. Going to put up a fake candidate to run in our first congressional district to dilute the vote to make sure he wins re-election for what, his sixth term now? 2016, 18, 20, 22, 24. Yeah. Five-term incumbent running for his sixth term in Washington has got to use a friend. Judy in Atlanta, she wants the flyer. She says, Justin Michael is coming to Atlanta, Mount Morenci County on March 4th. We are supporting him 100%. Here's the flyer. You need to let everybody know, people, what's going on. If you live in the first congressional district, you're active in Republican Party politics, text me first, the number one ST. Whenever you see Congressman Bergman, you can ask him about why he would recruit a friend, somebody he supported just 4 years ago down in Birmingham in the 11th congressional district. Why would he put him up to run against Justin Michael and himself in the upcoming August 4th primary this year? Unbelievable. This is just, oh my God. You know what? Disgusting, but at the same time, not surprised in any way, shape, or form. Not surprised at all. And I got a very simple question to ask you guys. Why is Bergman so deathly afraid? So deathly afraid of Justin Michael. This is just, oh my God. When I saw this pop up on my news feed this morning, I had to verify it. I had to check a couple things, but found it, verified it, confirmed it, and even found the flyer for the event March 21st of 2022. This is just unbelievable. Well, money out of politics petition drive, about a third of the way there. The petition drive to stop the influx of corporate money into campaign and legislative coffers of state politicians is one third of the way toward its goal of more than 365,000 valid petition signatures to place the issue on the November statewide ballot. The current count is 120,000 signatures so far. The campaign manager, Courtney Otto, said, I feel really good about it. I feel very confident and very optimistic. I believe this petition drive will reach their goal. Otto has reported that they have an 800-person volunteer team circulating the petitions that has now been supplemented last December with paying for signatures just to make sure the drive is a well-oiled machine by the time March rolls around. Pedal to the metal phase begins in earnest this week. This follows the more challenging winter months where gathering signatures have been difficult. Otter says that the Tigers opening day will be on the agenda as the 180-day window closes on May 27th. Also with other public events scheduled. The Michiganders for Money Out of Politics drive will likely maintain the pay-for-name strategy. The effort, of course, faces stiff opposition from the business community, which argues that they have a democratic right to make contributions to politicians and are therefore seeking to exclude the drive from any of their events. The group just secured the endorsement of We the People Action Fund. That organization has chapters in Detroit, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Niles, Benton Harbor, Marquette, and Cadillac. We the People endorse the ballot initiative campaign because they said it's time to take money out of politics. The proposal would ban regulated utility companies and corporations with large state or local government contracts from making any political contributions and close the issue ad loophole by mandating disclosure of ad spending and modernizing Michigan's campaign finance disclosure requirements. Totally support this effort. Consumer Power uses millions of dollars to attack any candidates running for choice when it comes to electricity choice in the state of Michigan. They defeated Gary Glenn for the state Senate back in the day, spent almost $2 million in negative campaign attack ads and billboards against him. And they donated to Kevin Daley, the state senator candidate that was running against Gary Glenn. This has got to stop. There's no way that they should be taking our money as rate payers to get our electricity and then use it to weaponize certain candidates down in Lansing, who then the winner, Kevin Daley, becomes their political puppet. Totally, totally wrong. Totally support this drive. So if anybody approaches you for Michiganders for money out of politics, sign it and take a petition sheet. Evidently, they're also going to start paying you guys to collect signatures. I don't know where the money's coming from, but I don't care. I'm totally supportive of this petition drive. Let's help them get this on the ballot, and then let's vote for it in November. And regulated utilities and large corporations and contractors with state contract, local government contracts, there's no way they should be making political contributions to any candidate or elected office holder. This is another way to fix the state of Michigan, and I totally, totally support it. Unbelievable. Well, it's going to be interesting. Definitely, definitely going to be interesting. So again, text me number one ST. Text me first, and I'll send you this flyer from this event that Congressman Jack Bergman hosted for his newly filed opponent in the first congressional district race just 4 years ago. Unbelievable. Cannot believe this. Not surprised, but still disgusted. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.